This is the problem. Take a pair of scales of the old-fashioned type.
If you have a sense of curiosity, you probably like to ask questions. And if you like to cook, and you are curious, you might have asked, why are eggs egg-shaped? Well, first of all, what is the shape of a chicken egg? It's not round or spherical like some reptile eggs. It's not oval either. It's an asymmetrical mix of oval and tapered with one end bigger than the other. Yes, indeedy. Chicken eggs are, and wait for it, asymmetric tapered oval. Now, if eggs were rectangular little boxes, they would be very strong on the corners, but very weak in the middle of the straight walls. And they'd be also extremely uncomfortable for the chicken to lay. The strongest shape of all is a ball or a sphere. But if you were to push or gently nudge a spherical egg, it would roll away downhill, never to be seen again. So one reason that eggs have an asymmetric tapered oval shape is that if you nudge them, they'll come back to you. They'll sweep out a circle around the pointed end and come to a stop with the pointed end facing uphill. And in fact, the eggs of birds that have their nests on cliffs are more oval than the eggs of birds that nest on the ground. This means that the more oval eggs of these cliff-nesting birds will roll in a very tight little circle and be less likely to roll out of the nest and off the cliff. Another reason for eggs to be egg-shaped is that they fit together quite snugly in the nest, with only small air spaces in between them. And this means that the eggs radiate their heat onto each other and they keep each other warm. And of course, you can fit more eggs into the nest. And yet another reason that eggs are tapered is so that they can get pushed out of the hen. Now, I know it sounds intuitively wrong and extremely uncomfortable, but eggs are laid with the blunt end coming out first, followed by the tapered end. And in fact, the physics of pushing an egg out tells us that eggs have to come out blunt end first. I'll explain with an example. If you've eaten cherries, you'll have come across the pip or the stone inside the cherry. Now, that pip is tapered on each end. Think how easy it is to squeeze a tapered cherry pip between your fingers and then squirt it out a meter or two. But at the other extreme of things, think how hard it would be to squirt rectangular dice anywhere if you just squeeze them between your fingers. It would be impossible. Getting back to the chicken egg, the end of the chicken egg that tapers to a point has the ideal shape for the muscles of the hen's vagina to push on and out. As the muscles squeeze upon the egg, they find more surface area to act on at the tapered end as compared to the blunt end. And so the tapered end retreats from the contracting muscles, pushing the egg, blunt end first, into the outside world. And finally, doctors Lopez Martinez and Vicens from universities in Madrid and Barcelona were studying some 70 million year old eggs from the Pyrenees. Were these eggs from way back then laid by dinosaurs or by birds? They compared fossil eggs of various dinosaurs with modern bird eggs. And they found that on average, dinosaur eggs tended to be longer and less rounded than birds' eggs, and that dino eggs also tended to be more symmetrical with less distinction between the blunt and the more pointed end. So their 70 million year old eggs turned out to be dinosaur eggs. But getting back to why hundreds of millions of years of evolution has given us egg-shaped eggs, well, the real reason is that so they can fit exactly into egg cartons and those cute little egg holders in your fridge.
What does it mean? Why is it so?